off wonderfully. But if there's a crisp packet rustling somewhere in the same county, the perpetrator can expect the most withering glare imaginable. Or if you have to talk to him after he has bogeyed the 18th hole, well, forget it. Certainly getting in his way is like throwing yourself under a steamroller. Of course, Monty will have stopped emitting steam only a few moments later, but by then it has been known for him to be halfway down the motorway, still with his golf shoes on. Monty, however, is a pussycat when compared to the old firebrand Tommy Bolt, who was well known for throwing clubs and even breaking them over his knee. But a couple of times Tommy got his comeuppance. Once he was arguing with a caddy about which club to use for his approach to the green. Bolt thought it was a 5-iron. The caddy insisted it was a 6. Tommy took out the 5-iron and hit his ball 20 yards through the green. Furious, he snapped the 5-iron over his knee. The caddy, meanwhile, not too happy himself, promptly snapped the 6-iron over his knee and dropped Bolt's bag and walked off the course. Another time, Bolt was playing well in the opening round of the US Open Championship at the Cherry Hills Club in 1960. But on the back nine, his game fell apart. He drove out of bounds on one hole, then into a pond on the next. His mood was not helped by him losing a heated dispute with a rules official over where to drop his ball. And by the time he reached the 18th green after a string of bogeys, Bolt was fuming. The tee shot required a carry over a lake, and, of course,